Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Okay, well, we're going to start with the unbelievable and heartbreaking story that Broadway star Nick Cordero has died.
Oh, man.
Yeah. At the age of 41 from coronavirus.
I saw that this morning and thought, oh, that's terrible.
It was the first headline I saw when I woke up this morning. The news broke late last night, and it's just awful. There were so many times where...
He rallied.
Yeah, but there were also times where his wife, you know, they said goodbye to him so many times. And she was just talking last week about how it would take a miracle, but if he did survive, he was going to need a double lung transplant. Mm. But after more than 90 days in the hospital, she posted on Instagram, "God has another angel in heaven now." Mm. Survived by his wife, Amanda, and their one-year-old son. Just awful. 41 years old and perfectly healthy before all of this. He was a Broadway star. They had moved out to LA. He was starring in Rock of Ages out there, and he contracted coronavirus early on.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, another warning for people that it doesn't just affect the elderly. Just so sad. From one unbelievable story to a different type of unbelievable story, Kanye West is running for president this year, 2020. "We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for president of the United States. Hashtag 2020 vision." That's what Kanye tweeted. Elon Musk replied, "You have my full support."
This might not be a popular opinion. I don't think it's a good idea. Just speaking from the heart there.
I feel like we could
I don't think we should elect him.
Oh, man. And then Taylor Swift's fans chimed in and said that she should run. It's like, sit down.
Wow. Taylor, I don't believe, is old enough yet.
Oh, yeah, you have to be at least 35.
That's right.
And her reputation...
Big reputation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We're going to talk a little bit later about Hamilton and how I think we all watched it this weekend. Kevin finally got to see the end. His wife, Sarah, sent us a message about how they were watching Act 2 for the first time. But Hamilton fans can't get over the 4D Jonathan Groff as King George III and his spit.
Yeah.
Apparently he is, that's his thing on Broadway. Someone said that they finally feel vindicated because they told people that when they went to see Jonathan Groff in another show years ago, they were so, what was it? Spring Awakening. And someone said, for years I've been telling the story about how Jonathan Groff spat on me during one number in Spring Awakening, the week it opened on Broadway. I don't think anyone really believed me until they watched the Hamilton film during his first solo. Apparently, he's a big spitter.
He spits a lot when he sings?
Really?
Yeah. Huh. It's a little unnerving.
I guess now it's particularly yes. bothersome.
I mean, it bothered me a little bit, and I was like, oh, God, I love him so much. I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to put it away. But the internet had different plans for me.
I don't think he's doing it on purpose. He's just...
Is it like his character? It's kind of his...
You're passionate.
Know? Yes.
It's not just his character, though. It's like every character he plays. Yeah, he gets real... He wets his lips to sing, and he... I don't know how you make a spit sound.
You get after it. That happens sometimes. I haven't seen it, so
you
I won't
haven't?
Judge. Okay. I mean, I've seen Hamilton, but not. I haven't watched the Disney Plus video.
All right, I'm not gonna judge you for that.
But I'll wear a raincoat. All right.
Yeah, you should. You should just get ready. And a new study shows that horror fans are coping with coronavirus better than most. It's a new study. People who like scary movies have an easier time dealing with the pandemic than those who don't. Subjects with higher levels of morbid curiosity had an increased interest in the pandemic and the virus in general.
Why did someone do that study?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
I don't know. I think they're trying to figure out... I mean, I don't think it's a strategy. If you don't like scary films, watching more scary films isn't going to help you deal with coronavirus at all. But I think it's an interesting study into like our mental health and better ways to cope. Huh. I don't know. I'm not the person behind the study. I just thought it was interesting.
Easier time wearing masks, maybe?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Weird study.
Yeah, that's What's Entertainment Schmig. That's it. We're going to have more at 8:40, including this crazy conspiracy theory about Beyonce. You thought Kanye running for president was weird. Just wait. It's coming up at 8:40 and online at Y98.com. But right now, Sue Thomas in for Lance Hildebrand with traffic. Well, we've got...
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness has reopened. Join today online or in the gym with free enrollment. Broadway star Nick Cordero has died at the age of 41. He spent over 90 days in the hospital with coronavirus complications. We talked a lot about his struggle and his family in Entertainment Schmig at 6:40. There is a GoFundMe, which was started when he was newly diagnosed to help out his family. And Lin-Manuel Miranda was among the many stars who retweeted that GoFundMe when news of his death came down late last night. Let's talk about some other stories that seem pretty silly now compared to that. We talked about Vanilla Ice last week and how he was going to have a 4th of July show, a big party. He canceled it.
Really?
Yeah. And by canceled, I don't know if it means no one bought tickets canceled or he decided to cancel out of safety concerns. Because his reasoning was like, I'm doing this because in the 90s, we didn't have coronavirus. And it's like, and he listed all the things from the 90s. And we're like, that's not protecting you at all.
I think he and the DJ had a falling out as well. The DJ didn't feel safe and was not excited to revolve it.
Oh, my gosh.
Dirty Dancing star Jennifer Grey and her husband Clark Gregg from New Adventures of Old Christine and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. divorcing after 19 years together.
Yeah, I saw that. That makes me kind of sad.
You know? Yeah. They're divorcing, but celebrating their 38th wedding anniversary, Ozzy and Sharon. Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne. Mm. I feel like if they've survived everything.
Well, she's very forgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
We maybe need a master class from them on marriage and forgiveness.
And it's going to need subtitles.
Yeah, boy, that's for sure.
Watch out. Catherine Zeta-Jones is coming out with her own Goop-inspired lifestyle brand.
I'm in.
I believe it's called Casa Zeta-Jones.
Love it. Love it.
Do we have to?
Yeah, it'll be better than Gwyneth's.
I'd like to see them duel, Catherine and Gwyneth. Yeah,
she is a delight. And Kevin, how's she aged, in your opinion?
She's aged very well.
Shia LaBeouf.
I know Kevin's type.
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf, quite a character, I think we can say. For his new movie, he got his whole chest tattooed for reals.
Really?
What?
Yes. Wow.
Ugh.
That is method acting.
Holy. Yeah.
The role?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Does it matter? You just have to see this chest tattoo.
Oh, I do. I'm going in.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe he did that? He got a bad chest tattoo and then immediately read scripts, tried to find a role to make it better.
Maybe.
Affleck's like, oh yeah, mine was for a role too. We haven't shot yet. I got it 15 years ago. But.
A little Beatles story for you, Tim. Apparently, 6 years after the Beatles broke up, they almost got back together. 1976 was the year, but a shark got in the way. So this promoter offered them what would be, in today's dollar amount, $250 million. Wow. They talked about it, but apparently, this guy made him an offer. They turned him down. And then the guy decided to concentrate on his next project, an Australian diver who would fight to the death with a killer shark.
Also good. Also entertaining.
Yeah.
So that killer shark was going to be the opening act for the Beatles, and that's why they turned it down.
That's why?
Wow.
Who's telling this story? Where did this come from?
Kevin.
Yeah.
It's according to Ringo. So if you believe Ringo.
I don't know. Ringo might be messing with us a little bit.
And then I don't know if you believe this. I don't think anybody does. There's a congressional candidate. He's running in Florida's 18th congressional district. And he took to Twitter on the 4th of July that Beyonce is not even African American. He said she's faking it. Her real name is Anne Marie Lastrazzi, and she's Italian.
Wow.
It's all part of the deep state agenda.
Yeah, Ringo's thing doesn't sound so crazy.
No, not at all.
Ooh,
no.
You have got to look up the Shia
LaBeouf.
The Shia tattoo?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's something.
It's something, all right.
That is Entertainment Schmig. More in the 640 Schmig if you missed it in podcast form on our website, radio.com app, and wherever you download your favorite podcast.
Whoa.
See if you can pull yourself back together, right?
There are good chest tattoos.
That's what I'm saying.
And there are bad ones.
Yeah. This is not...
It's so asymmetrical. If you get a chest tattoo, and I don't know how many times I've said this, you go for symmetry.
You can't. It's not good.
Affleck has got to be so happy about this. Fire for you. Just let me
adore you. Oh, yeah. Oh, just let me adore you. It's the only thing I'll ever do.
Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen and Tim, and it's celebrity birthday time. Let's look at some famous people born today, July 6th. Today, this guy's album comes out. How old is the Dalai Lama?
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
speechless.
I asked you not to play that anymore, as it is remarkably similar to the tracks I've been working on for my solo album.
I know. I just wanted to play The Influence.
No, I influenced him.
Of course you did.
He can't get enough. True or falsetto? I have no idea. 70.
75.
78.
85.
Oh, wow. We know nothing.
That's right.
Whoa. Those beats were fresher than I thought. From an 85-year-old.
But he's not the only musician having a birthday today. Oh, no. Curtis James Jackson III also is celebrating. You know him better as 50 Cent.
Go short, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know it's not your birthday.
I wonder how many people call him and sing him that song on his birthday.
That's a good question.
What a good song that is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I have no idea. I'm letting someone go first.
Curtis. 47.
I like that guess. I like it a lot. Sue, you want me to go?
Yeah.
I'll say... just going to say 46.
All right, then. I'm going 48.
45.
Oh, man.
All right. How old are the twins, Tia and Tamara Mowry? You know them better as Sister, Sister.
I think they're around my age, so 32? No.
I was thinking the same thing.
40.
41.
Oh, 39.
42.
Oh. It was fun to watch Kevin rock out to that Sister, Sister
oh,
theme,
man,
wasn't
it?
Big fan.
Yeah. Big, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't care for the Dalai Lama stuff, no, but the Sister, no. Sister theme.
Loved it. Right. Loved it.
Well, he was Judge Dredd, and then he was Rocky Balboa.
Really?
How
in that order?
Yeah.
I'm not
Rocky,
sure.
Rocky, Dredd, Rocky.
Okay. Gotcha. Rambo as well. How old is Sylvester Stallone?
You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
He's right.
How many movies, how many Rockies were there? Six?
Six.
Was I think it you're six?
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Not even counting the Creed. Yeah, six. There's six Rockies. Because it's...
And two Creeds?
And two Creeds.
Are you sure it's six?
Yeah, because it's Rocky 5, and then it's Rocky Balboa.
Oh. Rocky 5?
Yeah, that's the one where he trains Tommy Gunn.
Oh, I thought that was 4. We'll get back. Oh, 4 is the Russian.
4 is the Russian. Okay. Drago. 3 is Clubber Lang.
This is such a male conversation.
Yeah, okay. They're all inspiring, though, aren't they?
I have no idea, so I'm saying 67.
73. Go one younger, Jen.
Come on, Jen.
Where'd you go, Jen?
Uh-oh, maybe she disappeared.
She's really concentrating. On Jen's behalf, I'm going to say 72.
Huh, all right.
74.
Right. On Jen's behalf, I'm going to say 74.
I was going to say 75. I'm back.
That's good. All okay. Right.
And finally, how old is comedian Kevin Hart?
I think if you get kicked in the face, you deserved it, because that means that you watched the foot come to your face.
Do you remember when he did the... Did you remember when he hosted SNL and was talking about the raccoon who came up to his door and dropped the gun finger? That is my favorite Kevin Hart, but I still have no idea how old he is.
Oh, man. He's funny.
Oh.
He is so funny. Oh, man.
I'm going to say 42.
Oh, I like that guess.
I think he's in that Maori territory.
It feels good to me.
I feel, yeah, I don't know.
41.
41 is correct.
Ah! Thanks, Jim.
You got
nice.
It.
Happy birthday if you're celebrating today. Sue Thomas, final look at traffic this morning.
And it hasn't been bad. Now, we did have a stall westbound.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.